In talking to Ned Roram about classical music, the work of the French composers invariably comes to the surface.
I was immediately attracted toward things French. I don't know why. As I analyze it now, I very much like economy.
Roram, now in his 80s, is America's foremost composer of art songs, not to mention his chamber, symphonic, and choral music. He also writes books, 16 of them so far, containing diaries and essays about music. So it's probably fair to say he's known as much for his opinions as for his compositions. And he is of the opinion that to understand French music, you have to understand the French aesthetic in general.
There's only two aesthetics in the whole universe. Everything is either French or German. Blue is French and red is German, and oranges are German and apples are French, and women are French and men are German. Straight is German and gay is French. The difference between them is that the French are profoundly superficial and the Germans are superficially profound. The French will take something like in La Mer, and you just see a glint for one split second of a wave in the sunlight, and then it's gone forever. And you get what you pay for. It's very lean. The Germans are superficially profound in that they will dig deep, but they don't dig very wide. A Beethoven symphony, ta-da-da-da, goes on forever. And as I like to say, a German joke is no laughing matter.
If we go back to that glinting sunshine in La Mer for a second, Debussy's piece suggested by the ocean.
La Mer is almost entirely built on color. Debussy is very, 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 very interested in color. The mysterious entrances and exits of the strings or the harp or a suspended cymbal or thing like that. Simply a wash of effect. Mozart didn't write effects. His melodies are not the kind that you swoon over, although you can. La Mer has some beautiful swoon-making melodies. An ocean of harmony. Literally, La Mer is an ocean of harmony. Debussy wrote dominant ninths, and Ravel wrote secondary ninths.
In his enthusiasm, Roram runs over to the piano to demonstrate some of the harmonies favored by French composers of this period. Although, contrarian that he is, Roram also reminds us not to be seduced by the word impressionists as applied to composers like Debussy and Ravel.
Impressionism is not Debussy's word anyway. It's somebody else's. It's after the fact. And to say this about Debussy is after the fact conclusion. It was a phrase that had to do with painting, Manet and later and Monet particularly.
But getting back to music, Roram has a particular affection for a Ravel work that is very French. He once said he'd want it above almost all others to take with him on a long journey. It's L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, which translates as The Child and the Spells, in which a boy interacts with the inanimate objects in his room.
L'Enfant et les Sortilèges is not quite an opera, and it's not quite a cantata written in the mid-20s. It's a very touching story that lasts about 35 minutes about a child bewitched by the animal kingdom. Every note counts in the orchestration, which begins with just two solo oboes in their uttermost high register, which possibly were meant to evoke a child's, a little boy's unchanged voice. I like it because the tunes are contagiously beautiful, just ravishingly gorgeous tunes. Debussy was less about tune. Ravel was about tune, and arguably the greatest music of all time is melody.
So, what did the French in the 19th and early 20th century do for music? They introduced this spare aesthetic, and they reintroduced a kind of ease, if you will, into music. Rorem has observed the musical pendulum as it swings through history.
Even if the world cared about so-called good music, it still changes from generation to generation, from easy to hard, back to easy to hard, to easy to hard. Music doesn't progress. It goes from the contrapuntal periods, which are always more complex than the harmonic periods. So it goes from Palestrina to the romantic period of Beethoven and then Chopin, and then back to the contrapuntal complex period of Wagner and Schoenberg, into the easy period of Les Six in French music, which is anything but contrapuntal, then back into Elliot Carter, and then now back into tonal music.
Easy to hard, easy to hard. French music has an ease about it, a melodiousness, and an economy. Ned Rorem responded to it immediately and has felt a kinship with it ever since.
The French, when they've said what they have to say, they shut up.
Which has simply got to be the last word on the subject. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Fishko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.